It's not just American newspapers that are in serious financial trouble or simply going broke. On our second underreported segment today, we will look into the French government's solution to their press crisis, a bailout. Last month, French President Nicolas Sarkozy unveiled a 600 million euro plan to save the French newspaper industry. That's over $750 million. And joining me now to talk about it is Ben Hall. He's a Paris correspondent for the Financial Times. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hello. With so many industries around the world collapsing, why was President Sarkozy inclined to give 600 million euros to France's newspapers?
Well, it's been a subject of much debate here for several years. I don't think it's not a new problem here. I mean, the French newspaper industry is suffering from the same problems that industries in the States or in Britain are suffering from too. So, you know, declining readership of newspapers, of the migration of advertising revenues from newspapers to the web, and the difficulty of newspapers actually making money out of the web, of putting news and analysis on the web and making it pay. But I think here they've been saddled with much bigger problems for much longer, much more long-standing problems, essentially dating for the last 50 or 60 years. And so it's been a very long-standing debate, but also because the French newspapers are small and they're very vulnerable, and there are some that have come very close to closure, and I think Mr. Sarkozy thinks it's the state's duty to prop up pluralism. Of course, some people would say that is a contradiction in terms, but that's not how he sees it.
Now, you say some of these problems are endemic, have nothing to do with the declining readership, like the power of the unions, the droit d'auteur.
Well, those are all contributing factors. That's certainly true. What's interesting about the structure of the industry is that it very much stems from the immediate post-war period, an attempt by the French government to sort of guarantee plurality of views after the war in which several newspapers served the Vichy regime. And what you have then is a sort of mutualization of printing and distribution in France. And these sort of monopolies have become very heavily unionized and very reluctant to change and to become more productive and, let's face it, open up to competition. And that's partly one of the reasons why the French newspaper industry is in such trouble, because they say the costs are 40% higher than they would be in the UK or Germany or Spain, for example.
Are there any provisions in the package that will force the newspapers to cut production costs?
Well, not exactly. And in a way, that was the big gap in the package. Mr. Sarkozy provided lots of different incentives to the newspapers in the form of extra tax breaks and subsidies to allow them to develop home delivery and to improve distribution, which is very poor in France. One of the reasons, of course, why the newspaper readership here is very low. But he didn't really tackle the big industrial relations problem, which is the structure of printing and distribution. And that's partly because, of course, he wants to avoid all confrontation at the moment in the time of economic gloom.
That help that you're talking about is already 1.5 billion euros in direct and indirect aid. Are most of the provisions in this new package permanent additions or existing aid, or are they just one-time items?
It's 600 million euros over 3 years. So this program, in theory, will run for 3 years, and then I presume the state will decide whether it needs to come up with more aid.
Even for the biggest ones like Le Monde?
Yes, but I mean, don't forget, Le Monde is the biggest selling national newspaper in France, but its circulation is only 350,000. It's tiny, really, compared to the big, leading, quality newspapers in the U.S. or the U.K.
Oh, well, I can't imagine. 300,000 is a small city newspaper here, not a national newspaper.
That's the problem in a way. People in France just don't read the national newspapers like they do in many other countries. They tend to read, they are big consumers of news magazines, and they're big consumers of regional and local magazines, but they just seem to pay a lot of less attention to national newspapers. And I think one of the big complaints is that the national newspapers are very very metropolitan, they're very Paris focused, they're very close to power, and they don't necessarily reflect life in France as most people in France actually live it.
There's a provision in this new proposal that every 18-year-old in France would get a year's free subscription to the paper of their choice, a way of kind of changing reading habits. Are we talking about receiving a hard copy of the newspaper?
Yes, a hard copy. And, of course, many people would say it's completely the wrong approach, because what you need to do is find better ways of tapping into new consumer habits rather than persuading people to adapt old consumer habits, perhaps. But it was a very eye-catching initiative, the idea that everybody could have a free newspaper of their choice for a year. It was a clever ploy, but whether it really makes much difference, I doubt.
Now, is this also an attempt to gain certain control over the press? Obviously, we can't see the same sort of thing we have in Italy, where Silvio Berlusconi has almost total control over the big newspapers. But the UK's Guardian has alleged that French politicians are often allowed to rewrite their interviews.
That is very common practice here. You submit your quotes for approval, which causes provokes a lot of disgust amongst Anglo-Saxon journalists, I can assure you. The other thing, of course, is that Mr. Sarkozy is very close to several of the big industrialists who own newspapers in France. And on top of that, he's also close to many of the industrialists who own the television stations. And most recently, he changed the law to allow himself to name the head of public television, a sort of return to the 1980s direct state control. And all of these things together have triggered a lot of concern here, that there is a sort of authoritarian drift going on. Mr. Sarkozy doesn't really see it that way. He says, well, the state provides the money for public television, therefore the state should have responsibility and political responsibility for public television. But what you get there is a very different conception of the sort of public interest. When he originally announced this reform of public television, he modeled it on the BBC. But of course, the BBC doesn't depend on the state. Britain's broadcaster is a sort of public, a standalone public body answerable to its viewers. And I think that's a sort of a fact that Mr. Sarkozy couldn't grasp. And it's a fact that many people in France can't grasp, because the state is everything.
The New York Times is reported to be in tremendous financial trouble, but the paper was able to secure a $250 million bailout from the Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim Helú. Why can't French newspapers save themselves with private financing?
Well, one thing is because the journalists tend to be very resistant to take over by big industrialists or rich men, because they feel that they will be manipulated. And for example, Bernard Arnault, who's one of France's richest men, owner of LVMH, took over Les Echos, the leading financial newspaper. And it was strongly resisted by the journalists there, because they felt that there would be big conflicts of interest between his commercial and industrial interests and their journalistic freedom. So that's one reason. The other reason is essentially because they're not very profitable. So and the readership is low, and it's a small segmented market. So it's difficult to attract new capital into this industry.
The French government is relatively protectionist. Will the package allow for more foreign investment in the industry?
They want to open up. They want to loosen the rules on foreign investment to allow it, to make it easier for foreign investors to come in. But I think they'll do that very, very cautiously. I think it will. I think the French would find it very difficult to accept a Rupert Murdoch, for example, coming in and buying up a French newspaper. So I think that will remain very restricted for quite a long time to come.
Will your publication, the Financial Times, receive any of this aid package?
No, because this will only apply to French newspapers. So in that sense, we will not benefit.
But the message I'm getting from you, Ben, is that French newspapers are in serious trouble. This is a Band-Aid, and there's a good chance that somewhere down the line we may not see any more newspapers of the sort that were so important for the French culture all these years. Balzac wrote about them.
Yes, I mean, it's easy to be a bit calamitous about the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure Le Monde, which is a very high-quality publication, will survive. But it's going to have to evolve, and like all newspapers, they're going to have to find a way of making the internet pay. And they're going to have to do a better job, like all newspapers, I suppose, of expanding their readership. And
Ben Hall is Paris correspondent for the Financial Times. I'm sorry, Ben, I had to interrupt you because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for being on our show today.
You're welcome.
And this has been an underreported look at French newspaper bailout.